first give you the claw, the general piece, the whole Indian becalls. That is the following. And I want your attention, please. This is important, okay? For the next 5 minutes, for sure, listen. After that, if you go to sleep, you'll miss one shiur. You miss the first 5 minutes, you're missing the structure of the whole Hemshech. Listen carefully to me, Rabbi Yisrael. This Hemshech has 8 maimorim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It is, as I told you when we started, unfinished. At least that's my opinion. Why do I say that? As I explained it to you at the beginning of the year, when you see what a Hemshech of the Rebbe Rashab looks like, when it's finished, like the Samach Vav, with the Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah Samach Hei, you see how the Rebbe Rashab operates. He goes full circle. Every question he asks, he answers, and in order, but a backwards order. He would answer the second to the first question, second to the last, and the first question last, and so on. And from my view, the Ranat doesn't have an end. The sugya more or less finishes, but the Maimid Hemshech is still unclosed. And it's very frustrating. There's a different Hemshech. He doesn't continue the Hemshech. He goes on to Kufya Dalet, 114. He goes to a different Hemshech. Why did Rebbe left it like this? In the Samach Vav, the Rebbe wrote what's called the Hashlomas Adrush. He wrote an essay which he didn't say. It was meant to be Hashlomas Adrush. In Eter, Tofresh Ayin, there's an essay which is very deep and difficult about Bechira and Yediyah. It's called Hashlomas Adrush. The problem is, with the Hashlomas Adrush, it's still not the Hashlomas. But this doesn't have the Hashlomas Adrush. The Rebbe didn't write a Hashlomas. What should be, in the Samach Vav, and in the Samach Hei. And in Eter, he wrote an essay that is called Hashlomas Adrush. He never said it, he just wrote it. And then there he goes back and answers every question. But in this Ranat Hemshech, for whatever reason, he didn't write that Hashlomas Adrush. No, the Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. Then you have three more Hemshechim. You have a Hemshech of Chayisara, a Hemshech of Yitzchak Kislev, and a Hemshech of Shuas. There's three Hemshechim in addition to this. Now, but the Hemshech is very Mesudr, very, very organized. I didn't say easy, I said organized. The first to my modem, as you all know by now, is about Kais. And the idea that the Makabal is not just a Makabal, the Makabal is also a Mashpia, and actually what Mashpia gives, Makabal gives can be more than what Mashpia gave him. Fine, done. Yeah, for better or for worse, we're finished. Chabach Mestamesh in detail, the Maise, that I heard from the Fuchs, Lazayin, the Huttenstein, that he learned Bechavruse in as a Bacher, not Vatsk, with Reb Chacha Feigin's son, the famous Mashpia, who was later the Rebbe, the Fidik Rebbe's Masker. He was, Reb Chacha's son was his Chavruse. Reb Chacha's son was not well, not feeling well, so Rabbi Fuchs went to the house. Reb Chacha was never home. He was a very busy person. He was a masker of the Fidik Rebbe's. And zufällig punkt, his damas, as the Rebbe would say, rather than b'mikre, he was home. So he walks in and the two boys are sitting. His son is sitting in pajamas, and Rabbi Fuchs is sitting next to his bed and malalit. Fragt er sei was, lernt er, er lernt Rosh Hashanah Samachay. Samachay? Samachay is very interesting, very nice. Very avoidedik, very geschmack, very real. I told you the story 5 times already. Sagt er, wo halt er, where you holding? He says, mem geendik mit nersten maimer. Now, again, you guys have not learned yet Samachay, but mit nebis of you will. The Hemshech is easy. The first maimer is very hard. I mean, it's like, not to be compared. So he says to them like this, he says, ich hab durach getracht, dem ganzen Hemshech, 30 mal und ich habe mit dem nicht geendigt und ich habe gerne dem ersten Mal. He said, I reviewed in my mind 30 times the whole Hemshech. Who has a Hemshech in his head Bechlau? And who knows what it means to think over a whole Hemshech 30 times? It's just like a cup. And I'm not finished yet with the Samachay. And you're finished. You're finished with the first Mal. So that's how we're finished with the first 2 months. The next 6 Mal are very simple. The issue is a Medrash, which you had on page base. The Medrash says, "B'tchil alam achshav l'vishel mitzadim." Initially, David wanted to create the world of judgment. Rosh Einelim is kaim. God Almighty, so the world is not going to have a kiyum. So Shitev, he hybrided Imei into the midas hadin, midas harachman. He wove into the fabric of creation. It shouldn't be only midas hadin; it should also be midas harachman. So the Rebbe says, "What would be if?" Right? Take for instance, what would happen if what, if he created the world only with midas hadin? What kind of world would we have if the world was created only with midas hadin? Okay, and he tells you two answers that are not only different but opposites. This Maimon Shuvah is going to give one explanation of what would happen if the Eibishter created the world only with midas hadin. The next two Maimonim after that, that's Lulav Arava Sukkos and Bayom Hashmini Atzeres, are going to give a second hesber. What would happen if the Eibishter would create the world only with midas hadin? Okay? Starting with Bereshis. You have Bereshis, and you have Neach, and you have Vayera. Or in Bereshis, you have Bereshis, and Lach Lecha, and Vayera. Neach is Hichotu. He's going to say, what happens now that Shitefi Mitzara? So we're going to have three Maimorim. The next three, Shuva, Sukkot, Shmina Tzeres, that are going to explain Midas Adin. And then the three Maimorim after that, Bereshis, Lach Lecha, and Vayera, are going to explain the Shitef Ime, Midas Arachna. Now, the wrench, the curve, the hook in this is Bereshis. The Bereshis Maimon, which is supposed to explain Midas HaRachman, actually explains Midas HaDin in a worse way than he did in the first Ibn Marim. He says, Amyata, now we can understand Shittif Midas HaRachman, and he goes back to Midas HaDin and he introduces us to the worst Klippus, and it isn't until the end of Bereshis that he finally gets to the Shittif Midas HaRachman. But that's the technique, the official breakup is, the next three Maimonim are, what would happen if the world was created Taka only with Midas HaDin? Huh? That's 3, 4, 5, that's right. Shuva, Sukkot, Shmina Tzeres. And 6, 7, and 8 are going to explain Shittif Midas HaRachman. Hagam Maime 6 pretty much is not only Midas HaDin, it's the most severe Midas HaDin. I'm telling this to you, so you should know this before you read it, saving you a headache. And that's why I'm saying this. Now, one more minute later, I'll ask you a question. I want to just tell you one more detail, and that is like this. That when the Rebbe said the Hemshech Ranat, the Yekum and Agreiser Chosed in Lubavitch, and I forgot which one, from the Elder Chassidim. And if I'm not mistaken, and I apologize, I'm telling you this story, and I heard it when I learned the Ranat in Yeshiva. I forgot where I heard it from. I learned it from my Mashpia. So I hope the story is true. You know what I mean? That the Rebbe said to this Chosed after Shabbos, he came for Shabbat Shuv, Hazim. So the Rebbe told him that I wasn't planning to say this in the Hemshech. Chavdus Tzugelek Chadir. The Rebbe told his Chassid that the Maimon Shuvah was not meant to be in the Hemshech. I added it in for you. Chavdus Tzugelek the Hemshech. In other words, the Maimon Shuvah is a strange Maimon. When you read this Hemshech and you look back at it, you think that Shuvah shouldn't be here. If you went straight from Maimon 2 to Maimon 4, you wouldn't even notice. Because Maimon 3, this Maimon Shuvah, it's a Yishmak Avoydedika Maimon. But the links at the beginning and the end to the Hemshech drive you crazy. It's not an easy sugya. In other words, the sugya which starts on page Chaf is gorgeous. It's one of the classic Chassidish sugyas. It's a voidedik sugya. It's a lebedik sugya. It's a personal sugya. But the link, in other words, how the maimon starts and how the maimon is going to finish that, and the bottom of Chav Zayin and Chav Ches pages. I'm talking about page numbers where he's going to tie it into the mitzadim mitzarachman saga is shver. And we can get ahead. You could appreciate what the Rebbe, if the story is true, that is, so to speak, Arangavov put in. But it fits. It fits nevertheless. So what we're going to have is this. This Maimon Shuvah is going to tell us what happens if the Eibach created the world of Mitzadin. The next two Maimonim, Sukkot and Shmina Tzeres, are going to explain to us what would happen if the Eibach created the world of Mitzadin, but they're opposite as Beidim. In this Maimon Shuvah, the Nekud is going to be, and I'm telling this to you because I want to help you learn. In the Maimon Shuvah, the Nekudah is going to be that if the Eibach created the world of Midas HaDin, we'd all have to be on the level of constant Mesiras Nefesh. Midas HaDin is not bad. Midas HaDin is super good. We'd all have to be on a level of constant Mesiras Nefesh. We should all stand regularly on a level of Echidah Shavah Nefesh. And as you probably can figure it out, that ain't so realistic. Shittah im Midas HaRachma means he tempered it. Don't be so extreme. You could be, quote, a normal person and be a servant of God. So the Maimon of Shuvah tells you, like you guys had at the bottom of page, your test, that's where it starts. My love, Midas HaDin of Midas HaChesed. Midas HaDin is an avoid of Mesiras Nefesh. Chaos, extreme. Giving us a void to the Eibishter completely. So Midas HaDin is not that the Eibishter would be concealed. Midas HaDin means we'd all be extreme. Extreme in avoid of Hashem. And Rosh and Elam Sky, we can't all be extreme with Hashem. So he made Yiddishkeit easier, Shittif in Midas HaRachman. That's going to be Shuvah. The two Maimonim are going to say the exact opposite. The Eibach creates the world only. Midas HaDin, Hashem would hide himself from us. And he goes through the whole Hishtashlis. He starts with Lifnei HaTzimtzum, and he trickles down. By the time he gets to the bottom of Hishtashlis, God is completely concealed, and we never have no interest in him. So Midas HaDin alone would create an environment where A, we wouldn't be afraid of sin. B, because Hashem is hidden. Avaistach nisht. In the beginning of the Maimon, he says different, but at the end, the Eibach, we wouldn't know he exists, Bechlau, and we wouldn't care about him. So in the second Hezbed of Shittif Ime Midas HaRachman, it's the exact opposite. Shita Svi Mitzvah Rachma means he brought some of himself back so that we should at least know him a little bit, we should be motivated to serve him. So there are two opposite Hesbeidim in the Mitzvah Din and Mitzvah Rachma. In the first half, the Mitzvah Din is a higher Avodah. Mitzvah Rachma makes it easier. In the second half, the Mitzvah Din means we would have no knowledge of God, and therefore no Avodah, Mitzvah Rachma brings Eibishter back a little. Those are two opposite Hesbeidim. But according to both Hesbeidim, you need to have the combination of Mitzvah Din and Mitzvah Rachma. Okay? I hope you got that, because this is, so to speak, the elementary part of the Hemshah. Now, if you must, you can go to sleep now. Levi, what's your question?
I got it.
Okay. Okay, he was Yetzer, by the way. Okay, now. Okay, let's get to the mind. Let's go to the Hemshah. And a lot of you guys are having a hard time. Why? Because you hate Kabbalah. And I also do. Because you don't understand it. Especially when he gives you one-liners, I say, and he just leaves it hanging over there. Ochid v'talia, it's suspended and hanging. He doesn't explain, doesn't go into it. And the reason is because the Rebbe is trying to get to the point. The first two pages of the Hemshech, or the first page, has a pretty fast pace. Why? Because he's trying to get to the point. He's leading to something. And he says very simple things. The first page, page Yudchas, the pages are actually easy. Till the second half of Yudchas, it's easy. It's the word. You get fooled by the Kabbalah. You get frightened off by the Kabbalah. And the truth of the matter is, don't be so afraid of Kabbalah. Thou shalt not be so afraid. You know, it's nitazay do habish kameda. It's not the end of the world. He says like this. He actually lays it out for you. What would happen if they wish to make the world all the way to Sakura? What would happen? So he gives you two possibilities. I'm sorry, he says like this. If the Abita created with only means Sakura, nobody's good enough for him. Finished. We'd all burn up. The first few lines, page Yudches. Valzer Omar, fourth line into the page, into the shtickle. Look inside. Valzer Omar. In my nation techn chamen, pirish. Chamen obechins means adin vagvura vadin. If Hashem made the world only with gvura, nobody's good enough. Nobody is good enough. Right? You had the psukim and the Maimon Chazal. Ein tzadik. Bo'oret. Ash yasateva layachta. And you also had the lush from the pasuk v'gam b'malach of Yosim Tahala. So beginning from the fourth line in the Maimon, and on, he's saying, if the Eibishter created the world, Midas HaGvura, we'd all be zapped, we'd none of us be good. Now, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines.
That's how we're going to be saying the whole, this whole kind of this.
Right, this is just preliminary. This is Balbatish.
In this first mime, we're not going to be holding.
In this first mime, perhaps we're going to be holding that. In Letter Marim, no. Letter Marim, Gvura means hidden. Hashem is not punishing us, he's just ignoring us.
So when you say we're living on the Sid's ambition, or the Shibbon ambition, that means we're not good enough.
Right. This is more consistent with this maimed than it's going to be with the next two. But in truth, it's not consistently. This is Pshat HaPosh. This is the Posh that Pshat. Then 11 lines into the page, he says, you see? He's going back. He's giving you both sides of the coin. It's not fancy. If the Eibish that created Mitzvah Rachman Levad, what would happen? Right? We'd all have a party. Eibish is not paying attention. Or at least he's acting like paying attention. Lomer ad einchap, lomer obzindikin. Yeah, when he's ready to punish us, we'll come and ask him to forgive us. The Reiler, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what he says. Huh? Yeah, zeh l'mashal amyitim l'techan tzeinim. If Hashem, I'll read. That would be, for example, you have the place where I'm reading? You have the place? Put cold in it. The tzeinu b'chinas mitz rachmim, cold is rachmim. And by the way, you should know, there's an undertone over here. I don't want to go into this parichas, but some of you may have learned in your years of learning chassidus, the difference between Ava Kamayim and Ava Kedish Bayesh. Ava is Chesed, right? But the Ava Chesed alone is Kamayim. It's a cold love. The love, but even the love is weak. Ava Kedish Bayesh means the love has Gevura in it. The strength of love comes from Gevura. Love by itself is like love. It's a Nebuchadnezzar.
Love over here.
Huh?
Chesed is not love over here.
Huh?
Chesed is not love over here.
What is it? You don't mean to say chesed, you mean to say rachamim. But it does mean that. It means just being nice. And being nice is cold. Cold means to say, whatever, it doesn't make a difference, all's good. There's no brand, there's no koch. So there's a tone over here, the etzemin of mayim is considered chesed. Mayim means, even your love is cold. I say, iich patiyut. But that's a mayim in a Muslim. And he explains it with a pasuk and a zayir. And you guys got all scared and nervous about the Pasuk and the Zayin and the Kabbalah. Nothing to be afraid of. Snow is cold. What does cold mean? I'm not upset. But it also means I'm not especially profoundly inspired with love. But, mehechateisen. See, I have a Pasuk. Ketzinas shalik b'yem kosel, like it snows in the middle of the summer. And the Ramaz, the Kabbalah explains this positive. This goes on Chassadim Da'atik or Gvuras Da'atik. Yeah, when the Eibishter decides to sweeten the whole side of the Shtashas with Gvuras Da'atik, you can't go wrong. Whatever you're going to do is good. If, and I want to say this briefly, and I explained it to some of you who came over and asked me pshat, several chavrusas asked me, there's gvuras of Zah and there's gvuras of Atik. There's the gvuras of the Midas of Atzilus and there's the gvuras of Atik. The difference between two is as follows. What does the word gvura mean? And by the way, we're going to be talking about this later. What does the word gvura mean? Mishpat. What does judgment mean? Fairness. Equity. Yeah? Isn't that a good thing? Being fair and equitable and expecting people to fill up to their part of the bargain and not to give people an inch. You have to earn what you have. Sounds very American, yeah? It also sounds very stoim-like. Ha'oimer, shali shali v'shalach shalach. What is mine, what is yours, like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Zumi de Beinonis, that's an ordinary person. V'yashayimrim, and others say, Zumi, that's stoim. What was wrong with stoim? Stoim was the, imagine the whole America should be Republican, no Democrats. Stoim means what mine is mine, yours. I'm not going to take anything from you. But don't you take anything from me. It's not, it's cruel. I'm fair, but the Gemara is obviously the Gemara is talking about Mitzia. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Mipnei Shehemidu Divreihem Aldin Teira. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Many pay attention, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because people followed the Dini Teira. Fragging them a Farshan, that's a good thing. You don't follow Dini Teira. So the Yanchis Pashat, there was no such thing as Vasisa Yashavate, but Yan Balavasa. There was no such thing as giving an inch. Everybody wanted it to be fair, equitable. But with that calculate, the cruelty, you have a din teira, givim ta poshteri, the poor person, and you win 64 cents of his. Yeah. Let him keep the 64 cents. No, din teira, principle. Like you hear the Republicans speak always. Ikarot, everything has to be right. It's fair, but it's cruel. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because the Eibishter that created the Jewish nation to be rachamim. Even though if you go to a rav, you know, there's some cases where the rav says, don't come to a din teira. Make up, forgive him. What do you have to lose? Be nice. Pshara. Compromise. Yiddishkeit is not based on din teira. Everybody knows that no good comes from din teira. You live in Kranheit, you know that very well. And to whatever, that means everything. The way to resolve differences is through compromise. You sit down and you negotiate, you work it out, everybody gives a little. And everybody's happy. Like Aaron Akein, Eiv Shalom, Reiv Shalom, he didn't make Dinei Teira. He said half lies, half stories, and he worked everything out. Everybody should be satisfied. And when you're strictly Gevurah, it's cruel. So Zod Atzilus has Gevurahs. Zod Atzilus is a nice guy. Yitzchak Avinu happens to be Zod Atzilus, right? Yitzchak is a big tzaddik, he's a Zayda. But Zod Atzilus is fairness. And as a result, when you have what's called trickle-down, if you take this Zod Atzilus and you bring it through Rishtaftos, when you get to the bottom, you create Esav. Esav is good as Kutch. Esav is the epitome of severity, epitome of cruelty. Esav was a person who was bloodthirsty. His teva was, he loved to see people suffer. There's a gorgeous maimer from the Friedrich Rebbe in Tavshin Vav, also at the Shuvah Dika Maimer, Shah the Shuvah, where he gives you what happens from Gevurahs. He starts you off at Yitzchak and takes you to Esav. He shows you the progression. How it starts off with being a person who's very tough on himself. And it leads to a person who's also very exacting of others. Who leads to a person who loves to find fault in others. Who leads to a person who loves to watch people suffer. And he shows you, he takes you through the steps. It's a psychological mind.
Different people or it's all
no, he's an Alderach Moshel. He says, let's journey through Gevurah. And that's how he explains the Maimer Hazeh that everybody knows. It's based on Mayim Beis, by the way. Reisha, the Esau of Atfui, the Yitzchak. Esau's head was chopped off. And it tumbled into Maris Machpelah, and it sat right beneath Yitzchak's feet. So explain, what does that mean? Yitzchak is Gevurah. Below the feet of Yitzchak is an Esav. If you take Gevurah down through his tashlis, when you get to the bottom, you have an Esav. Mamash Achzorius, a person who loves blood, who loves Achmas and Asafik. And how did it start? I'm a Republican. Don't take my taxes. Don't give it to the poor people. I earned it fair and square. It's mine. Is rachamim. We'll get to that later. But I'm saying this is strict gvuris. In Atzilus, strict gvuris is fair, equity. People don't realize where equity leads. Equity means, I say, everything has to be bediuk. Equity leads to cruelty. A person has to be able to forgive. A person maybe has to have a compromise. That's Yiddishkeit. It's not the law. It's not what they call it in technical terms. The letter of the law, it's the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law is, I have a dentator with another yid. That's a brachan yid. He got upset, we had a misunderstanding, and he doesn't trust me anymore, and he accuses me, even if he does. he's going to talk about me next Friday in the mikveh again. Okay, that's called being pshara, compromise. But when you say, no, it's going to be rigid and strict, it's fair. In din teira, you go to a rov, he has to paskin like that. But it's void of every Jewish soul. And it brings to Gvudas Kashas.
So pshara is someone loses, right?
Pshara is when someone gives an inch.
What I'm saying is, not the other one.
Pshara means wrong, in a din teira is no pshara. Can't be. The pshara is before the din teira. When you go to a rov and you say to a rov paskin, the rov has to say what's on the chesh mishpat. The chesh mishpat is chatuch.
And once you bring it, you can't pull it out.
Well, if the Rav has, the problem with Rabbanu Tzaddik, they're so burdened that they cannot, a Rav's first duty is to try to make pshara. Right, and the way it's set up here is they have what's called Mishpat Shalom. To avoid going to the Din Teira, and believe me, Din Teiras are not pretty, and nobody wins in the Din Teira. The Rav, the biggest loser is the Rav himself, because everybody hates him. But the idea to avoid the Din Teira, not to come to a Din Teira and expect, because Din Teira are cold. A Din Teira is the law, it's cold. Clinical. It's like modern medicine. You cut away a piece. It hurts. Pshara means let's resolve it in a way that everybody feels like they're holding on to their hide, to their skin, and everybody has something. And without sechnis, should I no matter to tear pieces from one another, love it, hate.
That's what you
serve
as.
They said that the Jews in Brooklyn are Republican, in their hearts, huh? The Orthodox, the Hasidim, the ultra Orthodox, the people who come from the other planets. Okay, Jews are Democrats because they're afraid of their own shadows. They think that they'll be kind to everybody, they'll be kind to them. And they have something else coming to them. Okay. So Gvuras of Zod Atzilus. Can you say that Gvuras of Zod Atzilus is bad? No. Rabbis, I need your attention. But from Gvuras of Zod comes Gvuras Kashas. So it's a Eitzah. You superimpose, you bring into Atzilus a bissel Shnei. You bring it to some snow. We're going to import snow from Datzilis, from Attic. Attic is lay smaller by Attic. In the world of Attic, Yemen, Pimis HaKesed, the Gevur is also Chesed. When you bring into Zoh, Gevur is of Attic, it's sweetened. That Gevur is going to go till the bottom of Shtar, it's still going to be good. When you bring Gevur of Attic into the Gevur of Zoh, you've eliminated, you've essentially killed the Gevur. Now, because Gvura Savatik is pure kindness. Unadulterated kindness. Gvura Savatik is not Gvura, it's another form of Chesed. In fact, it's a greater Chesed than Chesed itself. That's the meaning of the words. Lay small. We're going to talk about it more later, but in the meantime, lay smaller by Atik, and there's no Gvura. So, if the Abishak world means a din alone, nobody's good enough. If the Abishak creates the world means a rachm alone, and the Rebbe explains what he means. What's the pshat? Means a rachm alone. With the Abishak creates a world, where he brings Attic into Zohar and it's snow, everything is melted, there's no judgment, there's no cruelty at all. People will be having a party, people will sin left and right and center as they do today to some extent, and it'll all be based on the fact like Hashem's not paying attention, it's not fun. So the Rebbe says you have to have Gvuras. And then you have Mamish Ashtikel Musar, a piece of real Avoida Musar, from the bottom of page Ches to the middle of page Ches. He says everybody needs Gvura. Nobody can be a good Jew without Gvura. Except maybe a Rav Shem Bar Yochai, a Rebbe, but the rest of us need to have Gvura.
And that's what you're saying, that's what you're saying.
Yes. And this discussion, in my view, is not Hasidus, it's Poshet Musar, it's Balabat Hashem Musar. Everybody needs judgment. Nobody can be a good person without judgment. It's not possible. You must have some measure of judgment. You have to be afraid of something. And let me interject here for a moment.
Judgment to someone else?
Yes, to someone else, of course. There's no such thing as judgment. I grew up listening to the Rebbe talk about Shemiz Menech. Ein Bachar Mashiach. Started Men Gim Mandal, I was your age. And the Koch from Shemiz Menech. One Fabreng, all the big Fabrengas are on television. I remember where I was standing, Rebbe Koch from Shemiz Menech. And there was the Rebbe's words. You understand, the Rebbe's Teda. The Rebbe's Teda, every word from Rebbe's Oikirach. The Rebbe's language was interesting. The Rebbe would always use the same expression. He was talking to Goy. He says, for a Goy to be a good person, you cannot have what's called humanitarian morality. Morality comes from people alone. You have to have God. Because if you don't have God, then you create your own religion, and you're your own God. You can do what the Nazis did. On the one hand, they were worrying about being cruel to animals. And in Germany, during World War II, people treated their dogs not appropriately. They put them in jail. And at the same time, Bob and Shaw, they murdered 6 million Jews and countless other goyim. Why? Because when you create your own morality, when you are God, you decide right and wrong, there's no contradiction between killing millions of people systematically, efficiently, like only Deutsche Schei, Mach Shemam V'Zechram know how, and worrying about the dogs and the cats and the slums. You must have a higher power. And the Rebbe's expression was, Ayin Reya, Reizen Shemas, V'chol Ma'asecha, B'Seif V'Nichtav. The Rebbe said it again and again. To Goy, what is the essence of the seven laws of Noach? So first of all, the essence of the Fanshenet in the Kutas Sichas Faran, the essence of the Shabbos laws of Noach is Leila Teyu B'Rala Shabbos itself. The world is created to be civilized. It is man's job to tame the world. It shouldn't be a jungle. Which means that there should be a society, a medinius, a culture, a society, a nation that's based on law and order and mutual respect and ownership and privacy and private property, all the things which are yesodis of chaye anushi, of humankind, right? You know how lions live. If I'm stronger than you, I take away what you have. If you stop me, I kill you. People are not supposed to live that way. There's got to be dignity and respect. You have to take care of the sick, you have to take care of the dead, you have to take care of the weak. Animals don't know such chachmas. You're weak, you're somebody's lunch, that's it, case closed. And people could become animals in a heartbeat. We have to tame the animal. There's at least, or to put it alternatively, there's the possibility for mankind not to be an animal. And the purpose of the Sheva Mitzvah Neneach is that people should be mentioned. The Sheva Mitzvah. But then the Rebbe says, in order for it to be the Sheva Mitzvah, you have to follow the Sheva Mitzvah Neneach. Sheva Mitzvah did who, as the Lashon is. The Rebbe always said that expression. Apparently it's Lashon HaGemara. And one of the critical components, seven mitzvahs. Sheva Mitzvah did who? There are seven mitzvahs. Huh? Versus the Yiddish seven mitzvahs.
We have
Tayag mitzvahs, 630 mitzvahs. The only way a goy could keep the Sheva mitzvahs properly is if he knows that there's a supreme being, a higher, that's the Rebbe used for an expression in English, by Fabrengen, supreme being, a higher force. And he calls it Ayin Reya, an eye that sees, the Ezen Shemas, and an ear that hears, and here's the key part. Accountability. One day you're going to be judged. For a goy to be free, I'm not talking here about being a fanatic, Pasha, to be a decent person. To be a mensch, the way the Abish advocates law and order for the whole of humankind. They must follow Sheva Mitzvot Neneach, and with the deal that I'm going to bring down, because they were given at Sinai. And the essence of it is, they have to know that when they die, they're going to go to heaven and get judged. Now, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. Some of you could think that this is anti-Chassidus, un-Chassidish. Why? Because Chassidus is all about love. You don't serve the Eibush out of fear, serve the Eibush out of love. So first of all, we're talking to Goyim. And second of all, the Rebbe says, the biggest Chassid needs to be afraid. That's the whole purpose of the first two-thirds of Peja Tess. The whole purpose of the first two-thirds of Peja Tess is to communicate, if you're not afraid of sin, you're going to sin. Every person has to have your faith. Everybody does. You could be the biggest chassid with the highest av. I told the boy, Abba Mishra was walking up the shi, I told the boy the Gemara. He knew the Gemara. He wanted to self-kiddush. Really, it's two strange stories. Rab Amram, from Amiroyim, was going to do one of the worst avedas in the Torah. And the Gemara says it was a ladder that was so heavy. It took 10 people to carry that ladder. But because of his taiva, he carried it himself and he brought it over to the Aliyah. He started to climb up the ladder. And when he realized what was happening, he started to scream, fire! So everybody came running, and they caught him. They said to him, you just made for yourself a fool. Just everybody saw what you're going to do, a big Aveda, and everybody caught you. He said, I'd rather be ashamed in this world than to be ashamed in the other world. The motivation, the bottom line, why did Rambam not do the Aveda? Not because he loved God. He was afraid of shame. Lamayim. Every Jew must have Yiddish Shemayim. You should know, last year was Hakel. Hakel, yeah. Hakel's Ashturim. But Labarach Achsidim, Hakel's Ashturim. But you should know, I mean, whenever I spoke about Hakel, I always made the same point, but other people said, what is the essence of Hakel? Everybody has to come together. It's like Maimon Har Sinai, when the Melech talks, the Eibishter is speaking, the Rambam uses the Lashon, Shluche Shaladim Kamoisei. That when the Melech speaks, he's speaking for the Eibishter, as if the Eibishter is talking. Leman Yomadu, Veyishmu, Veyaru Es Hashem Aleikem. It's about Yir Hashemayim. Not about Avos Hashem, not about Avot Tanugim, not about the Gezahed Geshem, not about being Chassidish, Mayram for the Naveda. That's a Jew. Yir Hashemayim, like it says in the beginning of Perek Mamav, Reishis HaAvoida V'Ikra V'Shosha. Last year they gave out cards, maybe Rabbi Shveya some more of them. Reishis, the beginning of being a Jew, is Pashat, Mayram for the Naveda. And there's no way to make this fancy. There's no way to make it pleasant. There's no way to make it gishmak. There's no way to make it American, that I should feel good. The Poshet made up of an Aveda. The first 15 lines in Mem Aleph, you're supposed to memorize by heart, the Rebbe says. And what's the point of those 15 lines? That before you start getting into all the fancy Hasidus in the world, you have to be afraid of an Aveda. V'hine Hashem nitzavol. The Eibush is watching you. How can you sin? That's what those 15 lines are about. And there is no way to change that. The big you should know, the lashon that you got from the Rebbe for your bar mitzvahs was you should be a chassid, an yirei shamayim, and a lamtan. The translation of yirei shamayim is not fancy. It's very simple. You should be afraid to sin. But I know I'm not afraid of sin. So the Rebbe says, Nevaim, interesting thing. He says, it doesn't matter what you do to avoid sin. Period. I have an atheist. You want to avoid sin? Never be alone. You know you're not afraid of sin. Always be with another person. Another person, of course, with whom you won't sin also. Like you have the halachas of yichud. There's halachas of yichud. Okay, you put two together. No, but if those two together are prudes from Zebazah, it's vayta yichud. Because the whole criteria is shame. You should be afraid to do another. You should be embarrassed to be caught by this person doing this misaveh. Every person has to have fear of sin. No fear of sin, no Judaism. And bechlal, no civilization. And fear of sin, says the Rebbe, interessante derher. And I'm going to articulate it a little bit. In Kabbalah, it says that there is a klipa called noiga. Noiga is selfish, legarmayu, like you have in Tanya Sof Perikala. It's selfish. It's not evil, it's selfish. In the selfishness of noiga, there's toiv sheba noiga and rasha sheba noiga. There's the good part of the selfishness of noiga, and there's the bad part of the selfishness of noiga. What are they? When you use selfishness to do a mitzvah, it's a rasha sheba noiga. When you do a mitzvah, so people should say, oh, you're a big chassid. I'm going to ask you to cut it out. All the different things. People do mitzvahs. They want people to like him. Oh, look at him. He's a lot stuck. That's called rasha b'nei. To do a good thing for selfish motivation is a rah. Of noiga. It's not choshki. It's amazing. To control yourself from doing an aveda from noiga, it's called taif shabbanei. So the interesting chiddush, and it's brought in other places also, but this is one of them, that when it comes to not doing aveda, one thing and one thing alone matters. What is that? Anybody want to help me? What is that? They didn't do it. That's it. Doesn't matter why. You got caught in the middle. Somebody walked in. Can't chilek nish. Has nish gezindik. You're okay. But your gezindik, that's the tshuva. Based on the Hilfot Zog, it's always better not to send it to Tin and do tshuva. Why? Because this zindik in hot mezicha. Tshuva definitely clever. The aved is for sure. The tshuva that goes like, okay, if you match, we want to be a man of amok. So the Rebbe says, a world with chesed alone, only love, what we call in America hippieism, is a world of permissiveness, people do whatever they want. And in America they think that if everyone can do whatever they want, people are going to be nice to each other. So it's brought in Sfarim and it's a Matthias, that from permissiveness eventually it trickles down into Ra. People who live free and everybody does whatever they want, it starts out as everybody having fun and giving each other free time. It ends up leading to jealousy. And the jealousy leads Poshet to Ritzich, to murder. It has to do with no God, it has to do with no boundaries. No, that's not the difference. Yitzchak and Esav is more direct. Here we're talking about going from Yishmael to Esav. Yishmael is chesed. To go from a chesed. You know what arayis is called in Chumash? You know what immorality is called in Chumash? Anybody know? Chesedu. Arayis. Gili arayis is called in Chumash chesed. What does chesed mean? Permissiveness. In a culture, in a society, whatever they want, you have gili arayis. What's gili arayis? It leads to shvichas domim. Gili arayis leads to shvichas domim. The pale mamish. The point is, Rabbi Isai, the Rebbe said this, a world of only gvuras, nobody's good enough. A world of only chsadim, there's no accountability. Every person must have yiras ha'inish. That's what says in Pikki Avos that somebody mentioned to me. Haveim is spalo b'shleimish ha'machas. You have a government. The government is not so good. But you know what it means, no government? You know what anarchy is like? Go to Argentina. You're Argentinian, yeah? not in this year. This year everything is besaid, last year. Anarchy, it says in Pirkei Aves, Ishes Re'eyu Chayim Beloy. People become virtual animals. They eat each other up alive. The worst government is better than no government. I just take the Pirkei Aves. And Pirkei Aves says, Teira Sende. When people have absolutely no compunctions, they know that if they're going to kill a person and they're going to get caught for 50 pesos, the police officer is going to let him go, he'll kill. Pashit Pshat B'Pashis. There has to be Meirah. There has to be fear. There has to be fear of going to jail, of being embarrassed, of a picture of you in the paper that you, plenty and plenty, did in this Naveda, and your family is embarrassed, and your parents are embarrassed, and you're embarrassed, and you lose your job, and you lose your social circle. That must be. Ayat Shalei Lishma, when it comes to Sur Meirah, it doesn't matter whether it's a Shmona. Ikir is Yiras Einish. You should know, for those of you who wonder, you have to do certain things to prevent yourself from sin. Yeah? Pashit Pshat. If you know you have a weakness, stay two steps away from the Aveda, Lamashal. Don't look in the newspaper, Vachlal, if you can end up looking at the parts of the paper where there's nuts and ears. Period, that's all. Don't say, oh, I won't look over there. It's Baba Mises. And the same is true when you go shopping. You're going to a store, right? You're going on Mifzayim, there's an under the head. But over there also you have to say, there's a special Gemara that says that a Nazir is told, don't get near the Kerem. Not don't drink wine. Don't go in the vicinity of the vineyard. There's a grape farm down the road. Go the other way. You have to say three steps away. If I have such self-control, I walk right by the vineyard and I'm able to control myself. Don't trust yourself. And when it comes to Sur Meirah, it doesn't matter what the motivation is. The only thing that matters is Ichav Nish Gezindik. Full stop. That's all that matters. Nish Gezindik. So the Rebbe says, a world of Vuras alone, nobody can handle. A world of Chassadim alone is chaos. It's a jungle. There has to be Gurus. That's Pshutei Shel Mikra. That's Poshet Pshat in Mitzvah Din and Mitzvah Rachman. And this continues till about 15 lines in the bottom of page of Tess. And then on the line that begins with the word Shemir, it says Ulevad Zois. I'll give you the exact number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 lines in the bottom of page of Tess, you have Ulevad Zois. Abayisai, the Hemshech, the plot thickens when you get to Ulevad Zois. It is at this point that the Rebbe starts going into Tifer. The first page and a half of this Maimi is Mamish Ashtikul Musar. I mean, it could be called from any Musar Sefer. A modern Musar Sefer, let alone from the Rishonim. And it's Chassidus. Every person has to be afraid of an Aveda that cannot be avoided. The whole idea that I'm going to love Hashem so much and I won't sin is a lie and an excuse. It's hippieism. It's not Yiddishkeit. Yeah, there has to be positive, but there must be Yiras Einish. We all have to have shame. It's a basic human tendency. And in our culture, where they're mahadir in teaching people how not to have shame, they're making animals. Pshutik, they're creating beasts, animals, chayas. And sof kol sof, they'll be terfis, not just bali taiva. There must be Yiras Einish. And then he starts out, gurus, what does he start at 19 months in the bottom of page, Yitess, and on? The idea that the avodah of gevura is actually higher than chesed. And midas harach, midas hadin alone would mean an avodah of constant mesiras nefesh. What's wrong with that? Nothing. It's just not realistic. The world won't exist because it will all be... Can you imagine a world full of... I want to think of an example of somebody that you'll take me seriously, you won't laugh. A world full of ichidamasmids. Everybody on planet is ichidamasmid. What's wrong with that? They won't be anything to eat. They won't mind, they won't live. Even Ichad the Asmid needs food. No, who's going to make it for him? He's busy, he davened. He didn't finish davening yet. He forgot to cut the wheat because he's davening and the animals came near up on the farm. A world of tzaddikim. We can the Shabbat of tzaddikim. The Rambam talks about this. You know, the Rambam writes, the Rambam, is it the Rambam? I mean, the Rambam of the Rambam, yeah. But one of the things Rambam writes is, he says, why do you have to have? He says, you have one chacham and 1,000 fools. And the Rambam refers to the fools as monkeys that walk on 2 feet. I mean, the Rambam is absolutely, and the Nevuchim is cruel. In other Sfarim, he has the epitome of Avos Yisrael. I told you a number of times that if you would read all the Rambam's writings, it would be impossible to believe that one person wrote them. It's not Shaykh. Because here you have such a chesed sheba chesed. The Rambam showed love to Meshumadim, to Yidin who converted another faith. The Rambam stood up for them and he cursed out the guy who cursed them out. The Avos Yisrael, the Rambam, on the one hand, is unashir. On the other hand, the Rambam, when he starts talking about being a mensch versus being an animal, we talk in Yiddish, a reis shtiker. He's mamish cutting. Does that sharp and besser? You have no idea. And it's not a stirich, because it wasn't in Yanim. So he says, the Abish created 1,000 fools for every wise man. Why? A number of reasons. He's, first of all, the wise man is a social group. Chavrus. A wise man by himself will get depressed. He's not a monkey. These animals can live solitary lives. People are more complicated. They need what's called a medinius, a culture, an environment. Adam medini. And then he says, who's going to make bread for the wise man? Who's going to build him roads? Who's going to build them houses? You have to have a bunch of fools to provide all the services for the one wise person. A world full of wise people, first of all, they'd be eating each other up alive. They're the biggest the most jealous people on the planet. When the Tzveit Zach is, it's Nishkin 11. If the Eibishter created the world, it means that then alone will be a world of all the wise men. We'll continue Mitzvah Thursday with the next year.